Determined first and foremost to protect Rome, Fabius came up with a novel strategy. He would post his legions in mountainous areas where Hannibal's cavalry would be harmless, and he would harass the Carthaginians in a guerrilla-style campaign, denying them supplies and isolating them in their position so far from home. Avoiding direct battle with their formidable leader at all costs, he would defeat them by exhausting them. But many Romans saw Fabius's strategy as disgraceful and unmanly. Worse, as Hannibal continued to raid the countryside, he hit none of Fabius's many properties, making it seem as if the two were in cahoots. Fabius became more and more unpopular. Having razed Apulia, Hannibal entered a fertile plain in Campania to Rome's south, terrain that Fabius knew well. Finally, deciding he had to act or be thrown out of power, the dictator devised a trap. He stationed Roman armies at all the exit points from the plain, each army close enough to support the other. But Hannibal had entered Campania through the eastern mountain pass of Alafi, and Fabius noticed that he never left by the same route he entered. Although Fabius kept a sufficiently large Roman garrison at Alafi just in case, he reinforced the other passes in greater numbers. The beast, he thought, was caged. Eventually, Hannibal's supplies would run out, and he would be forced to try to break through. Fabius would wait. In the weeks to come, Hannibal sent his cavalry north, perhaps trying to break out in that direction. He also plundered the richest farms in the area. Fabius saw through his tricks. He was trying to bait the Romans into a battle of his choice. But Fabius was determined to fight on his own terms, and only when the enemy tried to retreat from the trap. Anyway, he knew Hannibal would try to break through to the east, the only direction that afforded him a clean break into country the Romans did not control. One night, the Roman soldiers guarding the pass at Alafi saw sights and heard sounds that made them think they were losing their minds. An enormous army, signaled by thousands of torches, seemed to be heading up the pass, covering its slopes, accompanied by loud bellowing sounds, as if possessed by some evil demon. The army seemed irresistible, far larger than the maximum estimate of Hannibal's strength. Afraid that it would climb above them and surround them, the Romans fled from their garrison, abandoning the pass, too scared even to look behind them. And a few hours later, Hannibal's army came through, escaping from Fabius's cordon. No Roman leader could figure out what Hannibal had conjured up on the slopes that night, and by the following year, Fabius was out of power. The consul, Terentius Varro, burned to avenge the disgrace of Alafi. The Carthaginians were encamped near Cannae, in southeastern Italy, not far from modern Bari. Varro marched to face them there, and as the two armies arrayed themselves in ranks to meet in battle, he could only have felt supremely confident. The terrain was clear, the enemy was in full view. There could be no hidden armies or last-minute tricks, and the Romans outnumbered the Carthaginians by 2-1. The battle began. At first, the Romans seemed to have the edge. The center of the Carthaginian line proved surprisingly weak and easily gave ground. The Romans attacked this center with force, hoping to break through and indeed pushing forward, when, to their shock and horror, they looked behind them and saw the two outer ends of the Carthaginian lines moving around to encircle them. They were trapped in a lethal embrace. It was a slaughter. Cannae would go down in history as Rome's most devastating and humiliating defeat. The war with Hannibal would drag on for years. Carthage never sent him the reinforcements that might have turned the tide, and the much larger and more powerful Roman army was able to recover from its many defeats at his hands. But Hannibal had earned a terrifying reputation. Despite their superior numbers, the Romans became so frightened of Hannibal that they avoided battle with him like the plague.